Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride with us. We have in studio Meg and Steve Shear from the Chocolate Storybook. And I've been really anxious to have them in studio because our good friend Courtney Tompkins helped set this up. And Steve, welcome to the News Hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
And Meg, nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I think one of the things, misconceptions about the Chocolate Storybook is that it's some kind of a chain.
That's true. We have a lot of people saying, oh, I picked your apples up at the Denver airport and they were great. And really, that's not possible because we don't sell any at the Denver airport. No. We make everything locally right in our own candy kitchen.
Isn't that, how long have you been doing this, Steve?
We've been doing it for 13 years. The actual business has been around for 28 years. So one thing that we have found early on, Meg and I, we work as a team, and we have fun products, we got fun customers, and we got fun employees.
Well, who wouldn't want to have a chocolate company? Come on. I mean, it's a Willy Wonka on steroids for you guys all the time, every day.
It's super fun. We get to work in the candy kitchen occasionally. We're so busy doing marketing and sales that occasionally when we do get to work in the candy kitchen, it's fantastic.
Meg and Steve Shear in studio with us. They are the owners of the Chocolate Storybook. So this has been around for a while, so you bought in. Is that right?
We did. We did. 2002, we bought in, and really the only thing we knew about chocolate is it tasted good. And the previous owners had built a nice brand, but they didn't understand the marketing of it, and they grew tired. And so we quickly learned is we hired the right employees that can handle the heavy stuff. We can go out and we can promote our products to not just the business community, but to more consumers that really want to enjoy chocolates.
Yeah, and there's a whole raft of different things that you have. I mean, the selection that you have is pretty incredible. I mean, I'm looking at a catalog here. This goes on and on and on. Corporate gifts, things that you can pack up for holiday giving and all those kinds of things. How do you do all this?
You know, we start with our core products, which are caramels, handmade in the candy kitchen, milk and dark chocolate. We've added sea salt caramels, the chocolate caramel apple, toffee, English toffee, and pecan turtles. I would say, hands down, those are what people actively seek out on a regular basis. And we package those in all kinds of ways inside big towers. We can do a small box of four all the way up to a $200 tower for a business gift.
Yeah, got it. The recession, and we've talked about that from time to time. It's officially ended 5 years ago or so, they tell us, but here in central Iowa, particularly in Des Moines, that happened only a couple of years after you guys were in business. That had to put some woe to some of your lifestyle, I would suspect.
Well,
because that's disposable income, yeah?
Well, you think it's disposable income, but, if you have a business, you got to find customers. You know, you can't wait for customers to find you.
There you go.
And our previous experience, Meg was very heavy into marketing, and I was a great sales guy, and I used to manage salespeople, but, I learned how to cold call.
Boy, you got to do that.
And, boy, when we first bought this business, I would call up companies and I would talk to people and I would say, I bet you didn't expect a call from the Chocolate Storybook today, did you? And they said no, and next thing you know, we started getting orders. So
it's one of those things, and again, it's kind of a neat sell because it is an enjoyable thing. I mean, it's not like here I am, I want to sell you a vaccine of some kind. These are something that people can really rally around and have good time. I mean, kind of like wine and chocolate and, those kinds of things. But still, it is one of those disposable income things. And however, if you're foresighted enough and you do the right picking of who you're selling to, you can bring value to that transaction. Wouldn't you agree?
That's absolutely true. We did not see a huge slip in the marketplace during the recession. People still wanted to come in and get that chocolate turtle fix. And, we're grateful to the community
for that. Absolutely. And we are in a good community at the same time. And we were able to skirt some of those horrible issues that were happening elsewhere in the country. Now, you brought some things with you, and I want to talk about this. What is this cotton candy stuff? Chardonnay cotton candy?
Well, that's my problem. we bought another company from Minnesota about a year ago, and it came with 20 cotton candy machines.
Oh, my.
And so we were like, cotton candy, what? But then we found out that there was a market for it, and we actually have our cotton candy now in airport gift shops around the country. Not the apple, but the cotton candy. We private label it for a company that has gift shops. And then I was playing around with flavors, and lo and behold, I found a Chardonnay flavor and a Merlot flavor and put them in the cotton candy, and they worked.
Uh-huh.
We do bacon cotton candy, too.
Of course. Why not? Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
And caramel, what is this? Country corn?
Candy corn. That's for fall. It's, you
know. I don't have my glasses on. So
well, yeah. We do that. And caramel apple for the fall.
And I see the caramel apple. You brought one. Mm-hmm. That is a heavy piece of stuff.
There. Oh, yeah. It's a Granny Smith apple dunked in caramel, then dunked in milk chocolate. Sometimes we cover it in toffee or pecan bits as well, but we will sell 10,000 of them this year.
As an entrepreneur here in Des Moines, what's the best part about being here?
The best part about being in Des Moines really is it's a community that when you do good things, have a good product, people will come up to you and tell you.
Right.
They're actually proud of you, what you've done, and that makes you feel good.
And able to share it, too.
Yes.
And now folks can buy online.
Yes.
As well as walk into a brick-and-mortar store.
Mm-hmm.
And that transaction, I suspect, and that's so important, the online transaction being pretty seamless, has that been a big boost to your business?
It has. When we bought the business, there was no website,
Wow.
So we put the website together. Last year, we did experience a 30% increase in online sales, which goes to show you people are on those mobile devices and iPads and ordering. It's convenient for them. So we are actually in the process of redoing our website right now.
Good for you.
So that we can make it an even better experience.
Yep. And that is such an important thing. So we just had the other day, we were talking with our friend Jordan Engbers from DWebware, talking about the importance of making sure those are mobile and they work seamlessly. Thanks so very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. We're kind of a truncated show today. Meg and Steve from the Chocolate Storybook came in to talk a little bit about what it is that they do. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, thanks so very much for being with us. For Michael Tallman, who's behind the controls, and we get to welcome back, of course, Mary Sayer today. For all of those folks and Meg and Steve, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.